Welcome to Early Birds Club for kids' bedtime stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. The title of the story is Eknath Maharaj, a poet, a philosopher. Once, a man who lived in Eknath Maharaj's village needed some money for some work at his home. He asked many people for help, but everyone turned him down. Some people who did not like Eknath Maharaj told the needy person to do something to enrage him. They convinced him that if Maharaj Eknath got angry, he would surely give him the money he needed. The needy person had no other option, so he agreed to act on their strange advice. The next day, the man visited Maharaj's house and started shouting and insulting him without any provocation. After listening to him for a while, Maharaj came to him with a glass of milk and said in a calm voice, "Dear one, you have been voicing Shabda Brahma, meaning God Brahma in sound, for so long. You must be tired. Please have a glass of milk." Eknath Maharaj's composure took the man by surprise, yet he did not show any sign of remorse because he was desperate for the money. After drinking the milk, the man started abusing Maharaj again. When it was time for lunch, Eknath Maharaj came to the man and said, "My dear, you must be hungry. Please join me for lunch." The man was indeed hungry because he had not had food for a few days. So he gladly accepted the offer. Even while having his meal, the man kept thinking of ways to enrage Maharaj, as his abuses did not have the desired effect. He believed that he would have to do something bizarre to incur Maharaj Eknath's fury. So when Maharaj's wife was serving food, he jumped and sat on her back. Eknath Maharaj observed the man with the same composure as before and told his wife, "My dear, this man is weak and fragile, so please be careful, otherwise he will fall and break his bones." Hearing this, his wife reassured Maharaj and said, "Don't worry. You know how our son Hari sits on my back and how gently and lovingly I bring him down. I will do the same with this person." Hearing their concern for him, the poor man felt ashamed of his actions and fell prostrate on Maharaj Eknath's feet. He apologized for his disrespectful behavior and begged for forgiveness. Eknath Maharaj blessed him and asked if he needed something. "I have to get some work done at my home and I'm in dire need of money," said the poor man in an apologetic tone. Eknath Maharaj gave him sufficient money and said, "Dear one, you should have asked me for the money as soon as you came here and I would have helped you." The poor man's heart overwhelmed with gratitude for the great saint. Maharaj Eknath had given him sufficient money to take care of his needs and also taught him a valuable lesson of self-control that day. There was a similar incident where someone wanted to enrage Maharaj. One morning, when Maharaj was coming back after taking a dip in the holy river Ganga, a man spat on his face without any provocation. Maharaj Eknath remained unperturbed and went to take a dip in the Ganga again for purification. No sooner had Maharaj Eknath emerged from the river Ganga than the man came forward and spat on him again. The man continued to spit on Maharaj Eknath each time he took a dip in the Ganga, and this cycle continued for 28 times. The man lost patience and asked Eknath Maharaj, "Aren't you angry with me?" "There is no reason for me to be angry," replied Eknath Maharaj. "On the contrary, I'm grateful. as I could bathe in the holy Ganga several times today because of you. When you spat on my face, I could easily wash away the physical impurity. But if I got angry because of your actions, it would make my heart impure. Even the holy water of the Ganga cannot remove the impurity of the heart. Eknath Maharaj's response filled the man's heart with remorse, and he begged for his forgiveness. The moral of this story is, we must always treat others with love and respect. Anger feeds on anger and is harmful to our mental and emotional wellness. Good night. Sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life.